So, Hoshino said, you killed somebody, huh?
Yes, I did, Nakata answered, and gave a detailed account of how he had stabbed Johnny Walker to death.
Man alive, Hoshino said when he'd finished. What a freaky story. The police would never believe that, no matter how honest you are about it. I mean, I believe you, but if you told me that a week ago, I would have sent you packing.
I don't understand it myself.
At any rate, somebody's been murdered, and murder's not something you just shrug off. The police aren't fooling around on this one, not if they've trailed you out here to Shikoku.
Nakata, sorry you had to get involved.
Aren't you going to give yourself up?
No, I'm not, Nakata said, with uncharacteristic firmness. I already tried that, but right now I don't feel like doing so. There are some other things Nakata has to do. Otherwise it's pointless for me to have come all this way.
You have to close that entrance again.
That's right. Things that are open have to be shut. Then I will be normal again. But there are some things Nakata has to take care of first.
Colonel Sanders, the guy who told me where the stone is, Hoshino said, is helping us lie low. But why is he doing this? Is there some connection between him and Johnny Walker? The more Hoshino tried to unravel it, though, the more confused he got. Better not to try to make sense, he decided, of what basically doesn't make any.
Pointless thinking is worse than no thinking at all, he concluded out loud, arms crossed.
Mr. Hoshino, Nakata said.
What's up?
I smell the sea.
Hoshino went to the window, opened it, went out onto the narrow veranda, and breathed in deeply. No sea smells that he could detect. In the distance, white summer clouds floated above a pine forest. I don't smell anything, he said.
Nakata came over beside him and started sniffing, his nose twitching like a squirrel. I can. The sea's right over there. He pointed to the forest.
You've got quite a nose there, Hoshino said. I got a touch of sinus problem myself, so I'm always a bit stuffed up.
Mr. Hoshino, why don't we walk over to the ocean?
Hoshino thought about it. How could a little walk on the beach hurt? Okay, let's go.
Nakata has to take a dump first, if it's all right.
Take your time, we're in no rush. While Nakata was in the toilet, Hoshino walked around the apartment, checking it out. Like the colonel said, there was pretty much everything they needed. Shaving cream in the bathroom, two new toothbrushes, cotton buds, plasters, nail clippers, all the basics. Even an iron and ironing board. Very considerate of him, Hoshino thought, though I imagine his secretary did all the work. They haven't forgotten a thing. He opened the cupboard and found fresh underwear and clothes. No Aloha shirts, unfortunately, just some ordinary striped shirts and polo shirts, brand new Tommy Hilfigers. And here I was thinking Colonel Sanders was pretty quick on the uptake, Hoshino complained to no one in particular. He should have spotted that I only wear Aloha shirts. If he went to all this trouble, he could at least have bought me one. He noticed the shirt he had on was getting a bit rank, so took it off and pulled on a polo shirt. It was a perfect fit.